Big changes in the U.S. economy can often be followed by big social changes, and researchers are looking at a number of changes following the Great Recession. One is in how married couples manage the work of caring for their children. Kristen Smith is a family demographer at the Carsey School of Public Policy at the University of New Hampshire. She recently published research on the number of married fathers providing childcare, and she joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, the research defines any father care as a father giving one or more hours a week of care to a child under 15 while the mother is at work. And even if it's just an hour or two a week, the rates of father care might surprise some people at how high they are.
And we've seen an increase over the recession. So in 2005, 27% of fathers who had a wife in the labor force were providing some care to their children. But by 2011, that rose to 31%.
What do we know about what's driving those changes? Is it just simply economics?
It doesn't look like it's just economics because it's really across the board. We saw a rise of father care provision among Black and Hispanic married fathers, much more than among white fathers. Black fathers increased their provision by 11 percentage points, where Hispanic fathers increased by 7 percentage points.
How much do we know about why there's that disparity? Is it because there are disparities between demographic groups and ethnicities in the U.S. economy?
You know, it could have something to do with the economy, but when I look at the data a little bit more, I was expecting that the fathers who had lost their jobs during the recession would be the fathers who would have increased their provision of child care for their children. In fact, it was the fathers who were working full-time who increased their provisions. You know, that makes me think that maybe it wasn't just the economy. Maybe there were other things involved as well. For example, some research shows that Black fathers are involved more with their families, but not so much. That research doesn't hold true for Hispanic fathers, so it's not clear whether it's the economy purely or whether there's other social factors involved.
The idea of fatherhood, and in particular Black fatherhood, has social connotations to it. You often hear prominent politicians talking to members of the Black community saying, we need more fathers to step up and raise their kids. And here we have research that says that's already going on.
Right. So you need to keep in mind that these are married fathers who are living with their children. So what we tend to see is that these fathers have a chance to be more involved in the everyday lives of their children. And we're seeing that borne out in the data.
If the economy continues to improve, is it possible that we might see these numbers go down, that we might see them look more the way they did in 2005 when fewer men were providing care?
That's a great question, and that's really the question that I've been watching, right? So I've been looking at wife's response to husband's job loss, whether they work more, and whether they increase their hours, and my research has shown that is true. They are increasing when their husbands are working less. Now what I'm looking at is whether fathers are increasing their care. What I'm finding that is it's not really those fathers that are not working or who are working less. It's the fathers who are already working full-time. So that gives me pause to think, you know, whether these changes will be lasting or whether, you know, things will revert to how they were before the recession. We have to look at two things. We have to look at wives' employment and the hours that they work in their work schedule, because what might be happening is that wives responded to job loss by working night shifts, perhaps, or they worked irregular schedules, which oftentimes is correlated with fathers taking up more of the child care.
And another factor entirely is that we now will see same-sex married couples. So you might have two fathers, and they may be raising children together, or two wives.
That's right, right. That's a whole other question.
Well, Kristen Smith, thanks so much for your time today. Great talking with you.
Thank you very much, Brady.